Are you ready for breakthrough? Welcome to Road of Faith Deals podcast. This podcast will give you biblical principles for kingdom mindsets on preparing for your breakthrough. If you need a breakthrough in your life or maybe someone you know, then join in every week for powerful messages that will encourage and uplift you. It's time to declare victory over your life.
And welcome back to Are You Ready for Breakthrough? I have a wonderful message prepared for each and every one. Last week, we were discussing about not being anxious. And also the Bible verse, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we're discussing on being fully prepared and ready for what God has in store for us. In order for you to get your breakthrough, you got to make that decision that, Lord, I'm ready and I'm serious. Okay. And then the other thing is, I was also talking about letting God fill the gap, you know, that we are fully connected to Him, that there's no space, there's no in between, there's nothing that is separating us from the love of Christ, okay? Like doubt, fear, confusion, worry, anxiety, you know, all the things that the enemy would just fill our minds up with, so that when we are connected to God, there's nothing going to come in and separate our minds and get our minds roaming to and fro, all right? So this week, I want to talk about Noah, how God anointed him and prepared him to build the ark. Okay, so there is a lot of men and women in the Bible, and later on, I will discuss many more who had to prepare for their breakthroughs. So you're just not the only person out there that, you know, is getting yourself prepared for what God has in store for you, all right? So there were many, many mighty men and women of God and great examples throughout the Bible. But we're going to start off with Noah. See, he had to prepare for the flood. Noah was troubled by an ungodly world. Just like now, we live in an ungodly world. So Noah was troubled, all right? And one day, the Lord had anointed Noah to build. He did not anoint anybody else to do the task, but Noah. Noah was anointed to build that ark. Just like God has handpicked you and anointed you to do whatever He wants you to do, that you're the one that God has chosen, all right? Not the person next to you, but you, okay? So you're anointed for this. And declare right now, say, I'm anointed to do this, Lord, and I know you're going to fully equip me, just like you did with Noah. So God anointed Noah to build. The Lord gave him, listen to this, kingdom instructions on how to build the ark. So just like the Lord gave Noah those instructions, He has given us instructions. And where do we find the instructions? Is in the Bible, the Word of God. It's all filled with many kingdom valuable keys on how to obtain victory in our lives, to have peace, to, you know, have joy, all that. And so He has left us with the Bible to be able to live a daily life with Christ, okay? And to get through every obstacle and battle and storm. So, back to Noah. God anointed him to build. He gave him all these instructions. And, you know, I can imagine everyone thought that he was probably nuts. You know, they were probably like saying, this man is out of his mind. And you might be thinking that to yourself right now. People might be saying you're crazy or she's gone nuts. He's out there. But you can't listen to what man has to say. Man will fail you, but God will never let you down. God will never lead you to the wrong place, all right? Only the enemy does that. So when you listen and obey the commands of the Lord, then He will direct your paths, okay? Just what Noah was doing. Noah was obeying the commands of the Lord. And how many knows obedience is better than sacrifice? All right. So Noah didn't let anyone stop him from building. See, the enemy probably tried to bring doubt and confusion and fear, you know, and all his little demons to try to intimidate him, distract him, pull him away from it, just like he does with us right now. He'll try to distract you from praying, even from listening to this message right now. Phone ringing, you know, you got a million other things on your mind. The enemy will try to pull you away from going to church. He'll try to distract you from praying. He'll try to put anything he can in front of you to stop you from even fasting. He does not want you to pray. He does not want you to seek the face of the Lord. He does not want you to go to church. He doesn't want you to dive in deeper, but he wants you to have the scap like I was talking about last week, so that he can come in and bring doubt, fear, worry, have your mind just going all over the place and make you a complete mess. All right. So the kingdom key is to keep your eyes on the Lord. Stay connected to God. Do not allow anything to fill that gap that is not of God, but only be connected to him, and then his love, his grace, his mercy, his peace, his strength will begin to drive all that worry, fear, doubt, negative thinking, anything the enemy would throw at you and fill your mind up with. And then you're therefore connected to Christ, all right? So Noah kept on building. Noah did what God told him to do. He stayed focused on what the Lord Almighty had planned, okay? But imagine if Noah did not listen or obey the Lord's commands and instructions. Imagine that. Imagine the disaster, the outcome. But Noah, again, he stayed focused and he did not go off on the deep end. He did not stop on building, but he kept on building and building and building. And he therefore was preparing for the flood because he knew that that flood was coming. God told him it was coming. So Noah was like, you know what? I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on fasting. I'm going to keep on believing because I'm going to prepare my family and I. I'm going to save my family and I. So guess what? He did it. And that's what I'm saying to you. Just keep on praying. Keep on believing. Don't look to the right or to the left. Don't think that you're being ridiculous. All right. Sometimes we got to have some radical faith. We got to be radical. So just keep on keeping on. Glory to God. So God told Noah to save your family and take two of every living thing. And Genesis 6:14 and 22, it talks about how Noah had to prepare. All right. So Noah knew what he had to do for the flood. And it did take him a long time to build that ark. So sometimes it might take you a long time to pray and fast and to see any results, but just keep focused. Stay connected. Stay connected to God. And so Noah prepared and he kept on building and he knew the flood was coming. And so we all know what happened. It did come eventually. And remember all those people that probably laughed at him and called him crazy? I bet they wasn't calling him crazy then. I bet they was crying out for some help and wishing that they did the same. But God anointed Noah to do this. And God knew that Noah stayed focused on him. And God blessed Noah for his obedience. And God saved him and his whole entire family. When you stay focused on God and you do what God says to do and don't be anxious and be completely serious about this, you're going to see things begin to work out for the good for you. All right? So I'm encouraging you to keep on praying, keep on building, Noah, keep focused. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Don't care about what they're saying, all those mockers, all those fingers being pointed at you. Don't worry. You're probably saying to yourself, well, time is an essence. I need that healing. I need that financial breakthrough. I need to see my marriage saved. I need help. My kid is just lost and undone. Lord, I need you to save them and free them from that stronghold and addictions. Lord, I need an immediate result. I need some help. I need action here, God. Well, don't get discouraged in the meantime if you don't see anything happen right away. But God's timing isn't our timing. So stay focused. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. And God is going to work it all out for the good. Your breakthrough is coming if you just stay and trust in the Lord and position yourself in prayer and fasting and believing. So like Noah, he listened. He obeyed and he did what God told him to do, and he was prepared and ready. Are you ready? Are you preparing? Just like it talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we must be ready. We must be prepared. The Lord is looking for a church that's without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. So we must be ready at all times. You must be ready. You must be willing and saying, Lord, I'll do what you have me to do. I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to let anything fill my mind that's not of you. But I'm going to trust and believe in what you have me to do. Okay? So, in closing, I pray that this word has blessed you and encouraged you and has motivated you to keep on keeping on. Keep praying, keep fasting, keep believing, keep building, Noah, because remember, the flood did come and everyone thought he was crazy, but he was preparing. Prepare for your breakthrough. Get yourself ready and watch God move on your behalf. Glory to God. If you need prayer, contact me at rodafaydeal.com, or you can even find me over on my Facebook or Instagram. Message me over there, and I'm glad to pray with each and every person that needs prayer. Glory to God. Have a wonderful, blessed, safe week. Thank you all for tuning in, and see you next week.